there were concrete issues that members of the community were submitting, that some of the police officers are highly implicated in these cases. And also they were pointing out that there is an absence of policing in number of areas, majority of areas. And that admission by the minister that there are fewer numbers of police. And also there are cases where police were implicated. I mean, to have 300 police implicated in cases of murder or those that were charged around police politicians and even other cases associated with crime, and to have 40 of them being police, that's quite alarming, a rate of crime in this area. So we also going to have a systematic way of responding to the situation that communities are faced with as parliament. We really need to be purposeful in terms of our oversight and also ensure that parliament on its own, as a tribune of the people, undertake very conscious mobilization among communities. Members of communities are scared to confide to police because some elements within the police service are also conniving with various criminal networks. So even the disparition of members of the community on incidents of drugs and drug peddlers in the communities, which are visibly known by members of the community, but are withdraw at crucial stages where certain information should be collated, and that will lead to the arrest of these criminal individuals and networks. And I'm happy with some of the interim measures that the Ministry of Police, Minister Cele, responded by urgently responding that in 2 weeks' time he will attend to Mzuabadu, for instance, to meet with the communities, to meet with all relevant stakeholders, and that will also give them closing to understand the criminal networks. And it is up to us, members of the parliament, members of the legislature, and ensure that we councillors, we ensure that we mount a campaign that has never ever been seen before, to ensure that our people are safe and our people operate under conditions where there's peace and prosperity in their areas. The immediate thing why we must eliminate crime is to create conditions conducive for our people to work together in cooperatives, venture into other things that will stimulate entrepreneurship in our communities, to attend to the scourge of unemployment, poverty, and inequality that is prevalent.